Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Not buying this COVID claptrap.
I refer to it as concentrated concentration.
And when I say not buying, I don't mean I don't believe there's COVID. I'm pretty sure there's a COVID. Like, that seems to be a real thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not buying all the BS the government's feeding about it. Or the medical industrial complex. Not at all.
If they can't brainwash you via traditional means, right? Big media and that kind of a thing, social media censorship, et cetera, and so on. Then they're going to resort to tossing you into some sort of concentration camp.
Well, they already have quarantine camps out in Australia. And actually, as I discovered recently, Hong Kong has quarantine camps as well. So if you're a traveler coming in from the United States, you're going to have to stay in one of these Hong Kong quarantine camps. So that's a thing in different countries around the world. But we're talking about a re-education camp, which would be a little bit different. We'll get into that story here. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. I wish, and there are other things I do want to talk about, like the metaverse. Somebody apparently got molested there in the metaverse.
Did they call the metacops?
We'll find out. And then also yet another person, this time an academic of some sort, is claiming that Bitcoin is on its last legs, that it's over. Consider it done.
I mean, sure, the majority of it has been mined already, but it's going to take a while.
That's what they mean.
It's going to take a while for the rest of it to be mined.
So we'll talk about all that, hopefully. But, of course, your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. And then there's just a bevy of terrible news regarding COVID, crackdowns, lockdowns, new restrictions. It's just like last year, all over again, just, you know, and I... It doesn't make me feel good that we predicted that this was going to happen. It's like, oh, we're gonna let you back out for a little bit during the summer when it's warm again, give you a taste of what it was like to go to a concert.
It's so weird because you're describing kind of exactly what I did this summer, right? I did a little gallivanting, mm-hmm. I did some traveling, even all through the winter. Like I was just in Portland, Maine for a couple of days this week, but it was still spring-like weather. But I kind of had a feeling that I should go and do these things. Now, because I got a feeling that this is going to get worse. Also, regarding Omicron, right, every time I see that word now, I hear a Valley girl going, Omicron! Omicron!
Like what? Wow.
Like, gag me with a needle.
So, and there's just so much bad news. I'm just going to try to summarize it. There's no need to go into any detail because we already went into detail on this crap last year when they did all the same stuff. But first, let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire calling in here right out the gate. Go ahead, Tom.
It's about the tornadoes that struck. And, of course, the big story is about the candle factory in Kentucky and the Amazon warehouse in Illinois. Both of them have pretty much the same story that bosses told the workers, you'll get fired if you leave.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't fully realize, some listeners might not realize that, you know, libertarian principles, the non-aggression principle, allows that kind of ultimatum because you're still free to leave. And, of course, in a libertarian society, it would be very easy to just walk over to another business and you'd get hired on the spot because you wouldn't have to worry about the health insurance coming with you or any of that because that would be separate transactions from getting a job and everything.
Yeah.
So, the employer does have that right. And just imagine in Kentucky when the roof blew off of the candle factory and you've got all these candles in glass jars flying around. It makes me think of Marilyn Monroe, you know, and a candle in the wind. But I want to point something else
out
right here.
It's an Elton John
stretch.
But before you go on here regarding the question of, oh my God, they're going to fire me if I lead this job that is easily replaceable by any other job out there. I mean, there's no better time in at least my lifetime that I can recall to get work right now.
Yeah.
You want to work? Just go, and if you can fog a mirror, you're going to get hired.
In ways, I'm trying not to work for, like, employers and stuff, and, like, you know, people are still, hey, can you, hey, do you want to, you know, mm-hmm. hey, we got some freelance work for you, that kind of thing, so it's weird.
So, anyway, let's say, here's the other kind of ripoff, though, and that is, you go out, you need a place to live, and so you go shopping for a home, and you buy this property, it's a house, with a nice yard and everything, and things come with it, such as the appliances. Well, how good are these appliances? And the other thing that comes with it, of course, is K through 12 so-called education in a government-run indoctrination center, and how good are the schools that unhappily go with buying that house.
Yeah, you need to be a savvy house hunter if that's what you're looking for. If you're looking for property and you're willing to get into something like that, you have to think of all these things in advance of buying. There's so many people who don't. They just jump into it, sign the contract. Oh, I got a house now.
Well, but you know the government school's going to suck no matter where it is. I mean, I guess some of them suck more than others, but they all are still government indoctrination centers. So if you actually care about your kids, you shouldn't be sending them there.
Now, let me point out, though, then, of course, you got to get insurance in case of a fire or a earthquake or a tornado, and then the tornado strikes, and you pay $300,000 for this house because that's about what houses were selling for, similar houses in the same town. And so this house was worth $300,000 and that you bought, and then the tornado destroys it, and the insurance company offers you a whole lot less than what you paid because you still have the land and you can take this money and you could buy a similar house that, you know, it's the construction materials and labor and everything that go into building that house, but oh no, you can't build on that lot. It's against the zoning restrictions. What are you talking about? The house was already there. No.
Oh, you're saying the government is actually prohibiting people who've had their homes destroyed by tornadoes from rebuilding?
The zoning restrictions, that's the way zoning restrictions work in some places, is that, you know, if the house was already there when the zoning restrictions were initiated, then it's considered what they call grandfathered. It's it's still legal, but that house got destroyed. And so now you still own the land.
Yeah, this isn't uncommon when a disaster strikes. If you look at folks who've, you know, lost their business or property or their house in, like, any of the earthquakes, or the, the tropical storms, that kind of thing. It's not uncommon for them to run into issues getting the insurance companies to pay, first and foremost.
Sure.
Recognizing, you know, that, hey, look, what was called fully covered, quote unquote, when I signed the thing, and now they're trying to lowball you on a settlement offer for about half the price of your property. This is a market condition. They can do that in the market. They're allowed to, come in and sort of lowball you and do these things. So you have to be a savvy insurance customer. It's not uncommon for these things to happen. And then with the zoning, usually what happens is they will, if you have to rebuild, if it's like a, you know, totally destroyed, if it's totaled, you can rebuild something that resembles what was there or like up to newer code if you're, you know, like he was saying, if you're on a piece of property that's grandfathered in. So sometimes what people can't do is rebuild what was existing previously because the zoning laws change and say that, well, even though your home was destroyed in a natural disaster and you're going to build something new on top, they can consider that new construction on that piece of property. So whatever the zoning laws are for that particular area regarding new construction suddenly apply.
Well, it would figure, and thank you, Tom, for the call tonight, it would figure that these city bureaucrats would be so just
petty.
Yeah, petty and compassionless. I mean, just lacking any kind of care or concern. Oh, well, yeah, you lost your house and everything, but we still have to play by the rules here. We can't just let you rebuild something quickly or cheaply. No, now you've got to go through and, you know, jump through all these stupid hoops with asking permission before, you know, now you got to jump in front of some sort of board of other politicians before they'll approve you. And don't forget to pay whatever fees and fines and bribes. Oh, you got to submit the forms in triplicate. And don't forget your engineering study. You've got to get an architect in here and pay him now. I mean, it's just so
ridiculous.
So ridiculous. 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up here, speaking of ridiculous, we've got just a bevy of, I'm going to try to keep these short, just ridiculous, more crackdowns. This COVID thing is just as insane.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live from Dopen. If you want to join us here by Saturday show, continuing, number 603-283-6160. Ian and the captain here in the studio tonight, 603-283-6160.
Oh, yeah, I really am here.
Welcome back.
You were sick last week. So
I was. You can still hear it a little bit in my throat, but I'm better.
Bitcoin.com, by the way, great place to go and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And the price on Bitcoin's been down for a few weeks from its record high of around $68,000. Right now it's around $47,000. So might be a good time to think about jumping in. Now remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin.
No, you don't. Yeah, Bitcoin. This is like one of the most common misconceptions. Like, you could buy 0.0000125 Bitcoin.
Yeah, you could easily buy $50 worth of Bitcoin. It's no problem. Go to Bitcoin.com, learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash there, and click Get Started at the top of the page to do that. If you're limited on time, you can watch the first introductory video and get down some of the basic concepts about cryptocurrency, because there are, you know, there's a bit of a learning curve. There's some new information here, some new ideas, and that's what makes it special and what makes it interesting. Decentralization instead of centralized money. We can talk more about it, but you can go to Bitcoin.com anytime to learn at your leisure. And then there's also news.bitcoin.com, where they'll give you the latest news headlines every single day from the world of cryptocurrency. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Gigi is on the line listening to WTMA in Charleston, South Carolina. Go ahead, Gigi.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
I am calling to compliment both of you. I am an avid listener of your show, as I said previously when I called.
Thanks.
On Saturday evenings. However, I also love the BBC late at night. I'm a night owl.
Okay.
And I heard the most fascinating one-hour program last night at 3 in the morning, East Coast time, all about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency from various British specialists praising it, encouraging it, describing the advantages for consumers and single people and married people. And they were talking about, there were about five British contributors, and they were talking about things that you two gentlemen have been discussing, including libertarian values and decentralization. So I wanted to tell both of you, bravo.
Oh, thanks. So you're saying we scooped the BBC, basically.
Big time.
Okay.
And I think,
yeah, we did.
I think it's very important, because you're educating the public. People can question. People can be confused. However, when I was listening to the BBC one-hour format in the middle of the night, all about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin in particular, I said, that's what those two gentlemen always encourage and teach us about. So I want you to know that this girl says bravo.
Well, have you gotten any Bitcoin yet? I mean, not that you have to tell us your personal finances.
No, my husband and I have not gotten involved with it. I just wanted you to know that I compliment both of you.
All right. Well, thank you, Gigi. I appreciate it. And again, you know, it's not too late to get into this thing. Right?
Well, and like, kudos to the BBC for publishing something of that nature, if it's as good as Gigi says it is, and I take her word for it. At the same time, we welcome globally everybody. The thing about cryptocurrency is that it supersedes governments. It exists in defiance of all governments.
Yes.
And so we welcome our British brothers, from that empire, our brothers and sisters around the globe and everywhere, right? Africa, Russia, everywhere that there are people can benefit from this technology. And it exists.
And they are.
And it exists in defiance of governments. If governments could shut it down, they would have done so already.
Yeah, that's true. And they are really upset that they can't do anything about it. That's why they are lashing out in whatever ways they can. They are targeting as many as of whatever centers they can, because that's all the government gang knows how to do, is they've got a hammer.
Yeah.
And that's their tool, or a gun or whatever. They've got violent tools, and they will use violence and the threats of violence to get their way. But because Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are decentralized, there's no center for them to attack. Normally, if they want to go and close a company, they go to the home office and they say, shut it down. You know, they send in a crew, they raid the place, they arrest people if they need to. But usually they could just send a threatening letter and the company will just do whatever it is they're told, because they don't want the raiding crew to come in and destroy their business. So it's easy to put your, you know, your thumb on a center and put pressure on that thing, and that's what the government gang does. But when it comes to cryptocurrency, there is no center.
Decent. And in fact, a lot of folks, but particularly conservatives, will say things like, we have to get back to the Constitution and, like, our founding fathers and all this kind of thing. Well, their dream, believe it or not, was for a kingdom without a throne. Right, they didn't want huge government. They didn't want. I mean, they kind of didn't want any government at all. But they put one in place that they thought would, you know, limit the size. And instead, it became the largest empire the world's ever known. So we know the idea of government doesn't work. But they did have a dream of a kingdom without a throne. They wanted the people to run the government instead of like one chair. Well, that didn't happen. But decentralization is the most important part. And they did think of that in the way that they constructed the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and that kind of thing. They thought about decentralizing. And so for the first time in history, we have a technological mechanism for decentralization. And there's nothing more patriotic, I think, in my mind, if you are, you know, you fancy yourself a patriot and you want to, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's nothing more patriotic than decentralization.
Yeah, and one of the things, well, I mean, decentralization's been in existence for longer than Bitcoin
has. Yes, absolutely.
But it's more important that Bitcoin has it because it actually decentralizes money, and that's something that, you know, heretofore has never been.
Separation of money and state.
Yeah, and that is, you know, ultimately the crux of how they get their power is the ability to just print money. And people who've been paying attention know that the states, not just the U.S. government gang, but every other central bank out there has been going, you know, gangbusters with the printing press and incrementing, you know, tons of money into the money supply. And that's one reason why you're seeing, I think you've got a story in your show prep tonight about record level inflation.
Yeah.
I mean, even when you look at the state's own highly manipulated and suspect numbers, which are obviously lower than what the reality is that people are seeing at the grocery store and in, you know, other places, that even in their own numbers, the record high inflation numbers. So they have to admit it.
Yeah.
You know, it's gotten so bad they can't cover it up anymore. And so to transfer that wealth, the control over money into the hands of the individual is a huge change.
And one more thing about the separation of money and state. If you can successfully do that, you're going to reduce the state apparatus to what, you know, maybe more folks think it ought to be, which is a bunch of secretaries, a bunch of people, paper pushers, just go, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we got to write a check for the roads or whatever, right? You know, instead of being, you know, an all-powerful harbinger of, you know, death and destruction and bombing people and all that kind of stuff. If you can successfully separate money and state, life is going to be a whole lot better.
That's absolutely true. But let's hear from a critic, because, you know, usually they don't call in. So we're going to have to go to what one of them said to apparently CNBC about Bitcoin may not last that much longer.
Oh, my God.
Some academic will explain who he is and what they believe. On the way here, the number is 603-283-6160. It's free.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is adjourned for the holidays without taking action on President Biden's Build Back Better plan. Senators wrapping up work early Saturday morning after a rare overnight session without reaching a final agreement on the bill. No votes are scheduled over the holidays on Biden's social spending package or voting rights legislation. The White House has indicated the president wants to see the spending bill move forward in January. With COVID-19 surging again around the United States, leaders across the country have to decide whether or not to shut down or put new restrictions in place. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts explains what his state is doing as cases rise.
Help them keep their businesses open. Give them the tools so they can keep people healthy, but allow them also to get back to a more and more normal life.
USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is continuing his tour Saturday through the areas in Kentucky which were devastated by last weekend's tornadoes. McConnell saying that there is a looming economic reality that municipalities are facing as they attempt to recover and rebuild.
After this first period of 30 days where the federal government picks up the entire cost of the cleanup, you get into a much more challenging period. How do you build back? How do you pay for it?
Kroger is eliminating some COVID-19 benefits for unvaccinated employees beginning next year. This comes as a grocery store chain is pushing to get more workers vaccinated as concerns over the Omicron variant rise. Kroger will stop providing unpaid COVID leave for unvaccinated employees and will set a $50 a month surcharge to non-union salary workers who haven't received the shots. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. And I want to let you know about the Free Talk Live program that helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. It's called AMPS. You can join it over at amps.freetalklive.com. And I want to say thanks to David Itza, who is a gold-level supporter of AMPS. You can join us over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks for doing that. And by the way, joining us now in the studio,
Peakless Mountaineer.
And it's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's a bit snowy out there here tonight in New Hampshire, so you usually have to go a little slower when you're driving from Manchester.
It is some crazy weather. And
snow
this is
on
the
that
first,
peak.
This is the first major snow of the winter for me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Definitely an adaptation.
Glad you made it.
Got to figure out how to navigate those treacherous byways.
Glad you made it here. Usually there are fewer people driving in circumstances like this, so
yeah.
That helps with not being as likely to crash into things.
It takes longer to get places.
Yeah. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. I want to get into this story, though, about an academic who's saying Bitcoin may be coming to an end. It may not last that much longer.
I've never heard anyone make that kind of a claim before.
Yes, yet another claim that Bitcoin is going to die. But first, we got a Robert. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I have a question. I wonder if you guys have been following the XRP Securities and Exchange lawsuit. It's been a year since it's been going on. And the XRP community has an attorney, John Deaton. He's actually pulled out some really good facts about how the Securities and Exchange Commission has lied with Gary Gensler and Jay Clayton about regulatory and giving other coins a free pass and going after XRP and suppressing the price. I wonder, what do you guys think about the Securities and Exchange Commission? I mean, do they really have any business sticking their nose into something like this, and they avoid the questions when the media asks them questions about this, that they go mute on that? What do you guys think about that?
Well, first of all, XRP sort of made their bed. Their product type lent itself to dealing with financial institutions specifically at its inception. And so they've been sort of playing in the sandbox of, you know, banking institutions and that kind of a thing, if you will. And so I kind of expected something like this to go on. I haven't been following it closely at all because of that. When they first came out with their product and, you know, I saw kind of what it was going to do, I'm like, I'm not going to follow that. I'm holding a little bit of it, but that's about it.
Well, this goes to what we were talking about earlier, how the government gang puts pressure on any center that they can find. And Ripple, unlike Bitcoin, is a corporation. There is an actual company. Ripple is a, you know, there's a board of directors or whatever. There's a CEO, and they got a location in, I don't know, San Francisco, wherever the hell they're located. So it's a lot easier for the government gang to put pressure on them. But what's the latest in the lawsuit, Robert? What have we been missing?
Oh, Attorney John Deaton comes out with information. Ripple actually subpoenaed ex-Commissioner Dale Hinman in 2017. He actually gave a statement saying that Ethereum and Bitcoin were not securities.
Oh, okay.
And he said it was his personal opinion, and it didn't apply to the XRP case. But an email chain has surfaced recently that shows that the SEC actually helped him write that speech. And this was more the opinion of the SEC. And Gary Gensler is saying, no, it was just the opinion of ex-commissioner Dale Hinman. And it turns out that there were a lot of Ethereum sales before that and so forth, and the judge actually has that information and is doing an in-camera review. It's not been exposed to the public yet, but the lawsuit has been going on actually for a year as of next week. So everybody's just waiting, you know, just to see what's going to happen. You know, are they going to get regulatory clarity or not? I mean, it looks good for XRP.
When, if ever, has there been clarity with regulations? I know the government yeah. gang likes to talk about regulatory, we're going to clarify, we'll give guidance or whatever. And have you ever tried reading their laws? Well, I mean, it's absolutely unclear, and there's a reason for it.
And who the hell are they to give guidance on something they had no hand in creating, they had no hand in investing in, they had no hand in helping to build, they had no hand in making popular in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah,
they had no hand in anything.
You asked if they had any business doing this, and obviously our real answer is they have no business doing anything. But even under the sort of, even if you're going along with and believing that they have some kind of legitimate authority, their authority extends as far as the creations of the government. So this isn't a government currency, if it is in fact a currency.
Well, no, he's talking about the SEC, and they're going to say their authority extends to anything that is considered a security. And so they're saying Ripple is a security. They're saying that Libraries token is a security, the folks over at Odyssey. And I think they're going after
but
other groups.
But they are a branch of the United States government. Well,
Correct.
They're part of the executive branch of the United States government.
Right.
So given that this isn't part of the United States government,
do you mean Ripple?
Yes, Ripple and every cryptocurrency. I mean, you can have a company that deals in some commodity that exists only in a different country, and okay, sure, you can tell that corporation what to do, but you can't actually regulate the commodity that they're dealing in.
Well, they think they can, and that's what they're going to attempt
to do. They're certainly trying.
And that's the thing. There's no skin off their back if, indeed, after a year, 2, 3 years, however long it ends up being before this case gets heard and some man in a robe makes a decision about it one way or the other. If the decision goes in the favor of Ripple, well, they've been on hold this whole time as far as no one wants to do business with them, right? Mm. Like they were advertising to banks their product, the Ripple. I don't know if you can call it a cryptocurrency, but it's sort of like that from what I understand. They've been trying to pitch this to banks, and no bank is going to touch your product if they know that you're being sued the regulator that looks at some of their activities. And so, you know, if 3 years down the road some judge says, oh yeah, this isn't a security, case dismissed. There's not going to be any kind of compensation for the Ripple Corporation. They're just going to get to move forward at that point. And for the SEC, there's not going to be any kind of punishment. There's no disincentive for them to bring lawsuit after lawsuit trying to establish their so-called authority. Robert, any other thoughts you want to share about it? Go ahead.
No, I have. I mean, I've got about 35 cryptos I've invested in. Mm-hmm. XRP is one of my big ones, and this is something that we've just been, you know, on YouTube every day, keeping up with it and everything. So,
what do you think's interesting out there? You said you've got 35 cryptos. There's always new stuff hitting the scene. It's easy to look at the top 10.
I'm wondering why you're so interested in this one in particular, given what's out there.
The cryptos. Well, I've had XRP for a while. It's just yesterday, the Faster Payments Task Force has appointed a Ripple employee as the vice chairman. So there are a lot of world banks that actually.
What is the Faster Payments Task Force?
With XRP. So that's one of the things that got me into it, and how fast they can move money around. I do have others as well. I have your Bitcoin, your Litecoin, your Safe Game Cash, my Sandbox, those Metaverse tokens. I have those too.
Okay. What is the Faster Task Force? What is that? Can you say that again?
Faster Payments Task Force.
What is that? Is that a government agency?
It is a government agency to actually a panel formed in D.C. to actually facilitate payments, cross-border payments between the U.S. and other countries.
Where was this in the day when I was trying to Western Union $500, back home, and it took, another $150 on top of it to make it go, and then it took 2 days.
Yeah, we're still talking. I mean, the transaction, even with XLM, Stellar, their transaction fees are like pennies, on the dollar.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I like Stellar. It's an interesting one.
And if something is going to function as a currency, it has to have a transfer fee that is like a penny or less.
Hey, Robert, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. And that's the thing with cryptocurrency. That's why I was asking him, is there anything fresh out there? He did mention a couple of the Metaverse tokens. He mentioned Sandbox. There's another one called Decentraland out there. Those have gone up quite a bit recently. There's been a huge, land, quote-unquote, land grab, digital land grab, where people are paying hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, for digital parcels in these decentralized metaverse properties. Very interesting stuff going on out there. What's going to be number one? What's going to dethrone Bitcoin? Well, who knows? I think it's going to be something someday. When that's going to happen? We got more on the way. You can join us here. This is...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phone's open here if you want to join us. We're talking about cryptocurrency. Haven't even gotten into the story yet. People be calling in about it, but we haven't even gotten to the story where yet another so-called expert says he thinks Bitcoin is possibly going to not last that much longer. But as People's Mountain here pointed out, the demise of Bitcoin has been predicted many, many a time. There's actually, I think, a website that kept count, and it was into the hundreds.
Still exists.
And it's doing very, very well, all things considered. We can tell you more about it here, and you can join us, of course, online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We've got archives that are available there for you that go back for a ways, and they're free, so please enjoy at freetalklive.com. We're going to go, though, first to some jail in Virginia where Chris Cantwell is on the line. I guess he's still being held in a county jail in Virginia after going to a weeks-long civil trial. For listeners that aren't familiar with Chris, he's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live who went in a direction that we didn't agree with as far as his beliefs about race, and so we had to fire him. But, you know, we still have open phones, and still I try to, you know, show compassion. And
not to mention a different direction as far as government.
Yep, that too as well. Anyway, still, you know, somebody who I've kept open communications with, and sadly the federal government gang has put him in a box for 40-something months for essentially having a Telegram conversation with some other a-hole on the Internet. So essentially he's a political prisoner for freedom of speech charges. Chris, welcome back. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm fortunate that Free Talk Live has such low standards that I can still call in, and it's good to speak with you, gentlemen. I am coming alive
standards.
From the Central Virginia Regional Jail, listening to you on WJFN 100.5, and it's a pleasure to be able to.
So you must be in the Richmond area?
I am in Orange, Virginia. I don't know how far that is from Virginia. I'm not a pro at the geography here. I always come in a windowless van.
So what are you calling about tonight? What's going on?
I'm actually calling you about the, you may have heard that somebody, some D.C. authority, is looking to sue the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers over the January 6th thing. You familiar with the story?
No, I mean, obviously we're familiar with January 6th and this so-called insurrection, which was a, you know, basically an unauthorized tour of the Capitol building where people walked within the line, you know, kept within the lines for the most part and were very
orderly.
You know,
orderly. If I'd have known you could have insurrections without weapons, maybe I wouldn't have been such a staunch defender of gun rights.
One of the YouTube guys, I was watching it live, one of the YouTube streamers was like, This is led by old men with canes.
Yeah, the most embarrassing insurrection in history, I think. So
it was a mostly peaceful protest, as CNN likes to call these things.
Yeah.
And
so what about it?
And I'm locked up with a bunch of those guys. As a matter of fact, I've met a couple of these Capitol vets, as I like to call them now, in the course of my travels around the Central Virginia Regional Jail. And I was listening to NPR the other day. And they told me that I forget if it's the D.C., whoever the D.C. attorney is suing the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, and, like, some individuals who were involved in the mostly peaceful protest of January 6th. And what they're suing them with is the KKK Act of 1871.
What's that?
And if that sounds familiar, it might have kept up with the lawsuit that I was just involved in, which is exactly the laws that they sued us under.
Hmm.
And the thing that was really funny as I was listening to them talk about this on NPR was that the big headline in NPR and a lot of the other left-wing media was, oh, yeah, well, this is the same thing that they sued the white supremacists in Charlottesville over, and they got $25 million out of them. Okay, well, that's not what they got $25 million for. What they got most of that was from James Fields, who's going to spend the rest of his life in a federal prison and is never going to pay a dime of this.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for assault and battery and intentional infliction of emotional distress. We deadlocked the jury on those civil rights counts because they didn't actually have the goods on us. I beat them on that. And these people are all celebrating that the D.C. Attorney General, whatever, is going to go sue the Proud Boys using the same tactic they just tried to pull on us.
Yeah, that's interesting. One of the things you had told us about that civil suit was the people that you were involved with there were sued, and there were multiple counts. The ones that you're saying you beat were the federal counts from this act that you're referring to, but they did get you on state-level stuff, like the state of Virginia, so-called civil conspiracy charges, and now they're saying you've got to pay like $700,000, right?
Yeah, so I've got $700,000 in punitives and my share of $500,000 in compensatory.
All of this because you showed up at a rally that you were permitted to be at. A fight broke out. You defended yourself, according to the way you told the story, and because of that, somebody had their feelings hurt, and so they brought this lawsuit and bogged you down in what I think you described as lawfare.
And they're actually not shy about saying that was the whole point of it.
That's
right?
True. They've admitted that. There was an NPR story where they admit that they just want to bankrupt you, basically.
Yeah, they don't have any expectation to get a dime out of any of us, right? The whole point, the point of it was really, even more than to bankrupt us, is to prevent us from organizing, mm-hmm. right? They were literally afraid that the alt-right was going to gain political power, and they were like, you follow the ethnicity of the people who are doing this, you understand why. They were like, we can't allow that to occur. We'll do anything that we can to stop it, right? And so they basically bragged about this, that they sabotaged the political movement by bogging us down in lawfare. That's the whole point of it. And the thing is that they failed, though, right? Like they went on TV and they proclaimed victory because they had $25 billion, but almost all of that is over a guy who's spending the rest of his life in federal prison. It wasn't a conspiracy that they won that money on,
mm-hmm.
right? They got hundreds of thousands of dollars of awards out of me and a couple other guys, but they're not going to get a dime of that either because of the way that the verdict came down. Like they said on count three, there was, $1 in compensatory damages and $500,000 in punitive damages per defendant. Well, like this law, this case law, you can't have like a total disconnect between compensatories and punitives.
So does that mean that there's an appealable aspect to that verdict?
Yeah, so I already have a motion. I already have a post-trial motion in with the Western District of Virginia, Charlottesville Division Federal Court, for a motion for for judgment as a matter of law in the alternative for new trial or in the alternative for remitter, saying that, like, look, you know, you can't have, you know, this State Farm v. Campbell is the presiding case law on it, that, like, you can't have a 500,000-to-1 ratio of punitive to compensatory damages. The punitive damages have to have some relationship, some relationship to the compensatory damages. And so that's, and that's just one of the claims on it. The other one is that it's I also complain that it's unconstitutionally vague, because when you say that you can hold us liable for a conspiracy to violate any one of half a dozen different laws, well, like what are we, as a matter of fact, we don't know what law I've been accused of breaking now, right? The whole thing was premised on this idea that, well, if they have the federal conspiracy, then all of this other crap follows, right? Well, they don't have the federal conspiracy. And since they don't have the federal conspiracy, the rest of it actually doesn't make any sense. And so there's a pretty good chance that we're going to do this all over again.
Oh, my God.
That's probably what's going to be the outcome. I'm going to get to step to that microphone again.
Because you're representing yourself, unlike most of the defendants in this this case. And so you, when you represent yourself in court, you don't have to play by the same rules that the attorneys do. That you haven't agreed to those rules. They can't disbar you if you, you know, step out of line. So
take away your license, right?
Anything else you want to share? Like, how's the food there at the Central Virginia Spiritual Retreat?
The Central Virginia Regional Jail has the best food of any place I've ever been locked up, as a matter of fact.
Really?
They don't give you nearly enough of it, and they feed you too soon, so I end up eating, like, garbage at night, and I'm getting fat. But the food is actually very high quality. I'm very satisfied with it. My compliments to the chef.
So better than federal prison?
Oh, it's definitely better than federal prison. In federal prison, the food ain't bad, by the way. You know, the BOP food is all right, and notably, you get more of it in the BOP, so, like, you're less likely to go hungry at night. The one thing that sucks here is you've got hot water, like, out of your sink hot water, but you don't have, like, the cooking
boiling
water
temperature.
So, like, I make soups with, like, tap water, and it's nonsense. It's like a ramen soup, and it's disgusting. But,
yeah, nothing's worse than being in jail and then serving you your last meal of the day at, like, 4:30 or 5 o'clock, and then lights don't go out until 11 at night, and you're like, oh, God, if you don't have commissary and some sort of snack, it sucks trying to go to sleep on an empty stomach.
It really does. It's so unfortunate that people go to jailatm.com sending money. It's a nice thing of them to do.
Jailatm.com, and it's the which facility?
Jailatm.com. Christopher Campbell, Central Virginia Regional Jail in Orange, Virginia, 042171 is my invite number.
Are you there till further notice now?
Yeah, so, like, I have no idea when they're going to take me out of here. You know, I'm guessing that I'm going to be here through the holidays. You know,
all right.
The holidays. Christmas. That's right. Christmas.
Send Chris a book if you want. You can send him books, right? You can send him books?
Not yet. No. When I get back to prison.
All right, so wait till he gets back. All right, thanks for the call, Chris Campbell. Thanks for the update.
Appreciate it, bro.
Interesting stuff. And it's always cool to find people that are listening in prison to Free Talk Live. I love that our signal from a lot of these radio stations covers those
facilities. Yeah, that's cool.
So he was just listening to the talk radio stations like, is that Ian?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.